Hi there. The word for you today is on how to graduate with highest honors. In Romans 8:19, the New Living Translation, Paul writes, "That day when God will reveal who his children really are." The second way to graduate with highest honors is by living a sacrificial life. Salvation is free, but graduation with highest honors costs dearly. In Philippians 3:8, Paul recalls, "I have suffered the loss of all things temporal." Paul wants the comfortable life, and everything changed. He was beaten almost to death 8 different times. He faced danger at the hand of friend and foe. He endured nakedness, sleeplessness, starvation, and thirst. He writes about it. Did he get discouraged? Sometimes. Did he give up? Not on your life. 2 Corinthians 12:10, "I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties for Christ's sake." Did Paul ever pray for relief? Sure, wouldn't you? 3 times he asked the Lord to alleviate his suffering or remove his thorn in the flesh, as it's called. And God replied, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness." So he writes, "I just learned to take pleasure in insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles, and lean on God for strength to get me through them." Where did Paul find such joy? In the midst of such difficulty. Philippians 3:8, "Through the infinite value of knowing or being intimate with Christ." Intimacy with Jesus was Paul's consuming passion. Though conscious of his problems, he always stayed consecrated to his Lord. He writes, "For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ." Paul decided that whatever the cost, graduation with highest honors was worth it. Romans 8:17, he writes, "To share Christ's glory, we must also share his suffering. Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory that he will reveal in us later." And on that future day when God will reveal who his children really are. So, live today with that picture foremost in your mind, okay?